Well, thank you for joining Sharon Baptist Church. You're about to hear a message from Pastor James Strickland. He's going to deliver a message about a memorial to God. Think about that. We honor ourselves with so much. We honor people. We honor situations. Look at me. Look at what I've done. But what about God? Well, join us for this message. You can find out more about us on our website, SharonBaptistConcord.com, or join us for live stream. We live stream every Sunday morning at 10:45, Sharon Baptist Concord, right on Facebook. So join us tomorrow for that. Here's Pastor James Strickland.
What would be the point of living if it were not for living for Jesus? Jesus said, it would have been better for a man to have a millstone hanged around his neck and cast into the depths of the sea. Thank our precious Lord that we have the privilege to live for Him. And on this particular memorial morning, as we remember in memory, of course, and memorialize all those precious people who have given their lives for our freedom and for our safety, and we remember all those precious lives that have been lost through this pandemic that's raging yet in our nation and around the world, I want to bring a message today to the memory and memorialize our God, because He's the one who shall give us the victory, is He not? If you'll turn with me, please, in your scriptures, I'm going to read from the book of Joshua in the Old Testament, Joshua chapter number 4. I'm going to read verses 1 through 7, and look how that Joshua was commanded that we would remember our God. Joshua chapter 4 and verse number 1. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet trod, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign, we'd say a memorial, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan, and the waters of Jordan were cut off, that these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel. How long? Forever. Forever. I know that in their journey to Canaan, Israel had lost many, many Israelites. In fact, a whole generation, with the exception of Joshua and Caleb, were lost in the wilderness. So it had been a long, arduous journey and lost a lot of people. Beloved, in our journey through this pandemic with COVID-19, we've lost a lot of people. Not only in America, but there's been a lot of people around the world who have been lost because of this pandemic. It saddened Israel, no doubt, to think about all the generation that was lost in the journey toward Canaan. It also saddens our heart today, does it not, that all these precious lives have been lost? Saddens us. But you know, Israel's sadness was about to be turned into gladness, because you see, they were now at the doorstep of Canaan. The sadness that we are experiencing today through this COVID-19 pandemic is going to come to an end. We're going to end in gladness, I assure you. Now, Israel had wondered, in the wilderness for 40 years, lost a whole generation of people. We've entered into this journey with pandemic and COVID-19 for not 40 years, and praise the Lord, it won't be for 40 years, we trust, but just even less than 1 year, months, we've been in our journey. And at the end of their journey, God was calling them to remember their God. And at the end of this pandemic, there's some important things that Israel needed to remember, and there's some important things that we need to remember about our journey through this horrible, terrible time. And God called to their memory to remember some things and to memorialize some things. I hope we'll take this passage today, let it speak to us, and apply Israel's experiences to our lives today. You know, memory is a wonderful thing in one respect. Memory always exalts and magnifies our good experiences, doesn't it? But thank God our memories also are good to cause us to minimize the bad experiences and let those fade into the background. So we're thankful for good memories, good experiences, and we're thankful our memory causes us to let those bad experiences kind of minimize and go into the background. But nonetheless, they were to remember in this passage all that God had done for them all through their journeys to get them to Canaan. I'm sure they were thankful and they were glad to forget about all the bad experiences. And in our lives too, one day we'll look back on these days and we'll be glad to forget about the bad experiences we went through. We'll be able to magnify the good experiences that shall come. I'm sure Israel could remember, and they were called to remember all the good things God had done and how God had worked in their lives on behalf of them to bring them from Egyptian bondage all the way through now to the very doorstep of Canaan. They were about to the end of their journey. God had brought them through. We're going to get to the end of this COVID-19 journey, and God alone will be the one who will bring us through. Like Israel, we will get through as they did. And I want to ask us, as God asked them, what were they to remember when they got to Canaan? When they were about to enter the promised land, what were they about to be called of God to remember? What is it that we're going to remember, beloved, when all this is said and done and all passes by? What is it that we are to remember from this pandemic? We're called upon, you see, to remember the same things that God in this passage has called Israel to remember. We're called to remember some things about God. Allow me to walk us through this passage and show us some things that God called upon them to remember. And the same things God called them to remember, He calls us to remember today. I see four precious things here that we need to look at together. First of all, I want you to see this. Israel was called upon to remember God's deliverance. It says, "And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying..." Don't you imagine that Israel had thought for a long time, are we ever going to get to Canaan? Are we ever going to get to go into the promised land? You imagine they thought, is it ever going to come to a reality to us? Are we ever going to get to our journey's end and get to Canaan? And alas, now, after all these wanderings, after all these experiences, here they stood at the brink of Jordan to cross over into the promised land. What should they remember about God's deliverance as they stood here on the brink of going into the promised land? What is it that God would have us to remember about the deliverance of God in our lives as God brings us to the ending of this pandemic? I think the same things for us. He said to Israel, what were they to remember about God's deliverance? A couple things I see. They were to remember God's compassion during the journey. Since the days they left Egypt. Since the day they were freed from Egyptian bondage, God had been merciful to Israel. God had been compassionate to Israel. He'd given them a cloud, a pillar of cloud by day to guide them, a pillar of fire by night. He'd given them manna from heaven where there was no food to eat. He'd given them water to drink out of a rock in the desert where there was no water to drink. He'd given them clothes that didn't wear out, shoes that didn't wear out. Listen, the list could be endless of all the wonderful things God had done for them. What has God done for us? Wonderful things in God's great compassion doing and in our journey, our perpetual goodness God has given us. Couldn't we say amen to God's compassion in delivering us and keeping us safe day by day? God had shown unlimited compassion and mercy unto Israel, had he not? Has not God shown endless compassion and mercy to our nation, to our individual lives as well? Hasn't God had many days of compassion to rest upon us? Jeremiah wrote and said, it's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed already. God could have allowed this pandemic to just wipe out the whole world, but he didn't. You're still here. I'm still here. I'm remembering today, you see, God's delivered us through his compassion in Israel's life, just the same it is to us. Also notice something else here. Not just God's compassion on the journey of Israel, but God's completing the journey. God didn't just start the journey in Egypt and abandon them in the wilderness. God didn't bring them across Jordan and into the Canaan land to say, well, you're on your own now. Listen, time would not permit me to go through all the crises they had gone through, from Egyptian bondage to where they were today. All the very crises God had to overcome in their lives to bring them to where they are this very moment. Yes, they'd lost a whole generation of people, but God kept his promise. They'd lost all these people, but God kept his promise. We've lost a lot of people through this pandemic, but I promise you, beloved, listen to me, God will keep, and God is keeping his promise. God will bring us to the end of this journey, just like he brought Israel to the end of that journey in this chapter of Joshua here. And when he does, listen to me, not if, but when he does, we need to remember the deliverance of our God. Wouldn't it be a good time to start remembering that today? So you see, he wanted Israel to remember his deliverance for them. God wants us to remember today his great deliverance unto us. But there's a second thing I see in this passage. God wants them to remember God's direction in their life. Not just his deliverance, but God provided them direction. They were about to enter a new journey in the land of Canaan, in the promised land. And with this new journey, they were going to need some new direction, wouldn't they? What are we facing in a new journey when COVID-19 is gone? What direction are we going to need? We're going to face a new journey, so we're going to need some new directions as well, won't we? We hear a lot of talk about this new normal that we're going to face. No one knows what this new normal is going to be. But I can say this safely about it. If this new normal is not directed by the Lord, it won't be worth much. So, we're going to face some new journeys, aren't we? New circumstances are facing us just like they were here in Israel. Let's look at ours. Let's anticipate what the Lord's going to do. What did he do here? What about this direction God gave them here? Notice something. He commanded them to erect a memorial on the other side of Jordan. Now God spake to Joshua, and he said, Joshua, you choose out 12 men, one man from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, and you tell them to go down to the very midst, or the bedrock, if you will, of Jordan. And each man would pick up a stone representing his tribe, and he'd put it on his shoulder, and he'd come out of Jordan, and you would erect those stones as a sign, or we would say today, a memorial. So that when Israel comes by and they see those stones gathered up, they'll always remember not only God's deliverance, but they'll also remember God's direction in their life. Listen, beloved, we need to raise up today, not a pile of stones, but we need to raise up today a spiritual memorial to the very deliverance of our God and the direction of our God. Not just a memorial he commanded, but notice something. The mission was completed here in verse 5. Joshua instructed the men. They went down into Jordan. They picked up the stones. They brought them out. They erected the stones just like God said. So that all Israel, as they passed by, would see and remember God's deliverance and God's direction in their life. Just the same for us. We will need to remember when we come through this time. We will need to remember God has been the one who has delivered us. God is going to be the one who will give us new direction for the new journey, for the whatever the new normal is. If it's God's new normal, it'll be all right, won't it? So they were to remember. We're to remember today God's deliverance, God's direction. But I want you to see something else in this passage in verse 6. They were to remember God's declaration. It was God who designated that sign or those stones, that memorial, to be set up. And each time they'd pass by, they'd remember the mercy of God. They'd remember the compassion of God. They'd remember the love of God each time. The future generations would come by. They would also remember how God had been merciful. One day we'll be able to look back on this COVID-19, this pandemic. And each time we might think about it in the future, we can look back and we can say, we thank God for His mercy. We thank God for His compassion. We thank God for His deliverance. We thank God for His direction. And we thank God for His declaration here. God declared two particular things here I want you to see. He declared something to Israel for that present generation and for the future generation. First of all, notice this. He declared something for the present generation. I'm sure no one in the whole nation of Israel could not forget what the significance of those 12 stones and that memorial set up. No one who was present could ever forget how God had worked for them, what God had done for them, how God had brought them to where they were. If it were not for God, they wouldn't be where they were to begin with. If it were not for our precious Lord, we wouldn't be where we are today, would we? Listen, I'm sure everyone today in this present generation that we're going through this pandemic, this COVID-19, situation. No one's going to forget it because it's on us right now. But what about after we're gone? What about the next generation and the next generation? He declared something for the present generation for them not to forget it, put up a memorial. Then he declared it for the future generation as well. Who's going to tell our children what COVID-19 really was all about? How are they going to know if we don't tell them, if we don't share with them about God's mercy and about God's compassion? Listen, we need to tell them about God's clear declaration. The sign to them was literal. The sign to them was a pile of stones that was erected and were to be left there for future generations. Our sign to our future generations, our sign to our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren is not going to be a pile of stones. It's going to be a spiritual memorial that we'll raise up, as the song says, "Here I raise mine Ebenezer." It's a memorial. It's a spiritual memorial that we are to always tell our children about it and how God worked in and through it to bring us through it to victory. He said, Joshua, your children in the future are not going to understand what these stones mean unless they ask the question. They're going to say, Joshua, what is meant by this pile of stones, these particular 12 stones? What does all this mean? And you'll have the opportunity to tell them about God's deliverance, about God's direction, about God's declaration. You see, when our children come behind us and they begin to ask us, Mom, Dad, grandfather, grandmother, What did all this COVID-19 even mean? What was it all about in your lives back then? Well, we'll be able to tell them how that God brought us through, how God worked on our behalf. Listen, we've got to set up a memorial, beloved, to share with our future generations God's goodness and God's merciful guidance through it all with us. We cannot forget, we must not forget His greatness to us. But I see a fourth thing here in this passage to Israel. I see not only God's deliverance and God's direction and God's declaration for them to set up a memorial, but I see something else. They were never to forget God's dependability. Listen. Israel, tell your children how dependable God has been. Tell them how God has brought us from Egyptian bondage. Now, all those didn't live back in Egypt, you know. We lost a generation there. All those today, we may be gone. But our children coming behind us, they're going to want to know how dependable, how can I trust God? How can I believe God will do for me what He did for your generation? How can we believe, Israel, that God's going to do for us what He did for the generation that came out of Egyptian bondage? How do we know that? Well, you'll be able to tell them, children, how God parted the Red Sea. A whole generation didn't see that. You can tell them how God parted the waters of Jordan just as He had done right here, just for them. They wouldn't be where they were. They wouldn't have got through the Red Sea experience. They wouldn't have got through the Jordan River experience were it not for the dependability of God in their lives. And God speaks of here a twofold dependability that they could look forward to, that they realize day by day. And beloved, listen, we can look forward to it every day. God is dependable. He speaks of His dependability in the present. He is faithful. All of Israel's history is only a proof of the dependability of God. Every promise God made to Israel, He has either kept it or He's going to keep it in the near future. Listen, they were at Canaan's doorstep only because of the dependability of God. We're where we are today only because of the dependability of God. The very existence of Israel is a proof of the dependability of God. You see, God does the same for us that He did for them. Did not Jesus say, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age? That includes, I will be with you even to the end of COVID-19, and I will be with you even to the end of this present age and all the other ages that may come behind them. God spoke about His dependability to the present. He has been faithful. He is being faithful, and He speaks also about His perpetual dependability. He'll be faithful forever. So we can tell our children. We can tell our grandchildren. We can tell our great-grandchildren. Place your faith in Jesus Christ. Put your trust in God. Put your life in His hands. Put your soul in trust with Him. And I promise you, as He's been with Israel, so will He be with us as well. Israel's still on the scene, isn't she? God hasn't forgot them. God hasn't abandoned them. God hasn't eradicated them. You see, there's some still future promises to Israel that God's going to keep. And God's right on track with His promises to Israel, just as true it is to them, it is to us. God has done some wonderful things for us. God's right on track. You may not see it. You may not believe it. You may not realize it through COVID-19. It's not going to wipe out the whole world. God's still in control. God wasn't surprised when it came on the scene. God didn't have to back up and figure out another plan how to get through it. God knew it was coming. God knows how long it's going to be here, and God knows when it's going to leave, and it will leave, and God will bring us through. Put your faith in Jesus. Israel, the nation of Israel itself, is a memorial sign of God's dependence. He alone is totally dependent. Now, we can put a certain amount of dependence and our leaders and our scientists and our doctors and nurses and all of our health care officials and our police forces and all of our agencies who keep us safe as they can. We put a certain amount of dependence in them. But listen to me, only God is totally dependent. So we must ultimately trust Him with our lives, trust Him with our souls, trust Him with our daily life. One day, as Israel was settled in Canaan, they had to have looked back. And they had to have said, my, what wondrous things God has done for us. One day, beloved, listen to me, we're going to be able to look back at these experiences we're going through today and these unforeseen circumstances that we're in today and whatever we have to face day by day. We're going to look back upon them and we can see them from hind vision 2020 and we can say, this was a memorial to the dependability of God, to the very declaration of God, to the very direction of God, and to the deliverance of God in our lives. We will be able to say one day how this pandemic has only caused us to trust in our Lord Jesus more fully, more completely, and more individually, even more corporately as a church, and that many souls will look through this one day and turn their heart and their life and their souls over to Jesus Christ. I trust if you've not done that, you'll do that today. God is trustworthy. He is dependable. He is a God who's never lost a battle. He'll not lose a campaign. There's victory in sight, Paul said. Thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The victory that we want, the victory that we hope and see, hope to see soon, will only come as our God works on our behalf, just like He did in Israel's behalf. He brought them from bondage to blessings in Canaan. He'll bring us through the bondage of this pandemic to the blessings which are only going to be ours as we put our faith and trust in Him. Won't you do that today? Couldn't be a better time. Wouldn't it be a good day to start remembering today the deliverance of God, the direction of God, the declaration God says, set up a memorial, and then the dependability, how you trust God. He can be trusted. Trust Him today with your life, with your soul, and with your future. And the future looks bright for the child of God because we're following a God who's already got the victory. Let's pray. And we thank You, Lord, for victory in Christ Jesus. We thank You that the victory is ours, Paul said, through Christ Jesus. We thank You, Lord, for Your being dependable. We know we can depend on You. Never let us down. Never to fail us as we fail You so many times. I pray if there's someone viewing today who's never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that they may this day see how trustworthy You are, how dependable You are, how loving You are, how merciful You are, how compassionate You are, how awesome You are. And they want to put their trust in their life and their souls into Your keeping. And when we do that, Lord, we know it'll be in safekeeping because You'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. Thank You, Lord, for being there. Thank You for the victory. Help us to never forget. May our memorial always be to our wonderful God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Well, that was Pastor James Strickland. Think about that. We memorialize so many things, and Memorial Day is important for all the people that gave up their lives. So good to honor those people. But what about us honoring God with our lives? You can find out more about us on our website, SharonBaptistConcord.com, or join us for live stream on Facebook tomorrow at 10:45, Sharon Baptist Concord. God bless you.